These findings indicate the total dissatisfaction of the Biden-Harris administration, especially if we compare that number to the voting in 2020 when it was Biden-Trump, when 80% actually of the Arab and Muslim Americans voted in the state of Michigan for Biden. So when you drop from 80% to 29%, that means something went wrong. And the something that went wrong was that total isolation between the Democratic Party and its base, especially among Arab Americans, Muslim Americans, and the progressives. That's one thing. The other is that their desire, the Democratic Party and the Biden-Harris administration, to continue to support the Israeli genocide against the Palestinians, Trump, no pun intended, prompts their desire to win the elections. We told them over and over again, on many, many occasions, you have to call for a ceasefire. You have to call for a permanent and immediate ceasefire. And they are thumbing their nose at our community. And our community, just like we punished Hillary Clinton when she lost the state by 10,000 votes, and when we rewarded Biden by giving him 80% of our votes, when over 100,000 Arab Americans, Muslim Americans voted for Biden, now we're going to punish them again.
Michigan is a critical swing state. Recently, a Muslim imam endorsed Trump, while another prominent imam called the community to vote for Harris. Does that mean Michigan Muslim voters would reconsider a protest vote trend or abandon the uncommitted approach?
I don't believe we are abandoning the uncommitted approach. I think the abandoned Biden that have become abandoned Harris that later on transformed during the primary elections to voting uncommitted is going to continue to be the trend until November 5th. And I believe many in the Arab American community are going to vote their conscience and they will not vote for either party. So with that said, I believe the endorsements that, that whether Trump or Harris garnered from some imams, I think these are outliers. If you notice, there's no council of imams that have endorsed, no groups of imams have endorsed. It is just one imam in Hamtramck and one other imam somewhere else in the state who endorsed this candidate or the other. But overall, the community, like the survey showed, the community is going to vote overwhelmingly in comparison to 2020, is going to vote for a third-party candidate, whether Jill Stein or Cornel West.
You indicated that the Palestinian-Israeli conflict is the top priority issue for the Muslim Americans. What other issues that Muslim American voters would base their voting on?
That is as a priority. Other priorities, I think the economy and health care are some of the issues that are a concern to the Arab American and Muslim American communities. And with that, you can find some diversity. So, I mean, you find that some Arab Americans, Muslim Americans, you know, lean to this party or to that party. Their concerns about Muslim values and family values and how the policies are they consistent with people's sensibility and their paradigm in terms of what is important to them in terms of their faith and their communities and societies. And I think you'll find that some of them, because of that, are going to vote Republicans. Some, but I think some will vote for family values and lower taxes and better economics. And some are going to vote for more liberal values and human rights and women issues and the abortion and so on. So in that regards, I think our community is as split half in, like basically smack in the middle between Republicans and Democrats. I believe our community is no different in that regards.